Welcome to the February 13th dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by Reverend Pam Phillips and Worship Associate Victoria Taylor. We celebrate Valentine's Day a day early as we explore how we might widen the circle of our care by widening our hearts. We were joined by our stuffed animal friends who are recovering from their sleepover.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley, on the native lands of the Tutelo and Monacan people, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. My name is Victoria Taylor. I'll be your worship associate this morning, serving with Rev Pam. And we have some special guests joining the service today. They are our stuffies, and you'll hear a lot more about them later. If you're here for our first time, we're glad you're here. You will find a link to the virtual visitor's card in the chat or their paper cards in the back of the sanctuary. You can fill it out, and so we know how to keep track of you. Keep in touch with you, sorry. If you have a joy or a sorrow you would like shared aloud, you can find the link in the chat, and there are also cards available in the rear of the sanctuary for those of you that are here with us today. Thanks for coming out, by the way. It was beautiful driving here. There are many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. You can check the calendar on our website for times and Zoom links and contact information. And as always, there are so many volunteers that make our work possible, and we are very grateful for them today and throughout the week.
I am so glad to see everyone who is in the room, some people that we don't often get to see because they're downstairs during RE classes. And I hope that we have some children joining us online as well. I know you had story time this morning. This is a special, special weekend, our second annual Stuffy Sleepover. Today is also the beginning of the Early Bird Special. Each year we do a stewardship pledge campaign so that we can fund the work of this marvelous congregation. And a few years ago, we started having an Early Bird Special. So if you would like to go ahead and make your pledge before anything gets started, there's a link in the announcements and you can go ahead and make your pledge. We have a really exciting campaign in store starting in March, though, where we're gonna have a lot of really fun activities, both online and in person. So take advantage of that. And now I'd like to invite Sarah Catlett up to talk to us about what the children are up to.
Good morning. So unfortunately with the snow, RE classes were canceled today, but they had story time this morning. We also have the stuffies joining us today. The pickup for those can either be directly after service or from 1 to 2 o'clock today. There is also middle school youth group this Friday from 6 to 8 here at the church. We will be having a game night with food and snacks. So any middle school aged student is invited to attend, and we hope to see them here. That is all for this week.
All right, the most exciting part of the service, when we get to greet one another. So if we can put the people who are on Zoom up on the screen so that people in the sanctuary can see who you are. And if you'd like to tell us where you are worshiping from, I'll read those aloud. Good morning from Snow White Pembroke. I didn't get to see the lovely valley as it was too late to get out of the house. Well, we're glad that you're joining us online. Where is everybody else coming from? Shawsville and Pulaski and Roanoke and Blacksburg and Radford and Christiansburg and Montgomery Farms and Airport Road in Blacksburg and Galax and Binghamton, New York, and near Indian Run and Ellet Valley and Blacksburg. And hello, Mayor from India, snowbound on Brush Mountain in Blacksburg, on Mount Zion Road. I'm so glad to see people from all over. Hello from, Sienna and Eric in Blacksburg. So wonderful to have people from all over the world with us this morning. And now, those of you in the sanctuary, I'm gonna pick up my sanctuary cam and, I've gotta get it down. All right, so wave to the folks at home. Oh wait, there's some people in the very, very front. There you go. So it's a little sparser crowd, but you have to admit that these are rugged individuals to make the trip in the snow, which I'm afraid has stopped snowing. And then again, let me show you here our stuffies. We'll hear more about them later in the service. All right, we have greeted one another.
So join me and Stu and Rev Pam in joining, us as we light our chalice. And if you have a chalice at home, please light a candle or a chalice. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. So you may remember from reading the newsletter that this is the month of widening our circle. And we are widening our circle by starting at home with this lovely Valentine's weekend service. Our opening words were written by Reverend Michelle LeGrave. I have, however, amended them for this particular service. This morning, we gather together. We arrive as individuals, as couples, as families, as neighbors, as friends, or as beloved stuffed friends. We got here by walking, by biking, by riding, by driving, by logging in, or being carried in the arms of those who love us. We bring with us this morning our joys, our sorrows, our laughter, our tears, our worries, our fears, our questions, our beliefs, our ethics, our values, and our stains and our tears. Some of us arrived early this morning, or joined us just 10 minutes ago, or encountered an obstacle along the way, or some will arrive just in time for the sermon, or sign on later this week, or even next month, or maybe don't even know where they are going. But we are sitting in pews, and leaning on walkers or canes, stretching in the aisles, settling in wheelchairs, relaxing in recliners, or propped up in a human chair. But we, members, friends, visitors, and stuffies alike, come from many paths and join together as one congregation to lift up our highest ideals. We have gathered, now let us worship. Let us share our covenant, the UUC covenant. Please join me. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. While we affirm the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions. Every week we share half of our plate with a UU affiliated or local charity. And this week's recipient is Laundry Love. Do y'all need some laundry? Are y'all a little stinky from your sleepover? It's a program run by Glade Road, which assists those struggling financially by paying for their laundry. The website explains. When a homeless person in California was asked how some new friends could help him out, he said, "Clean clothes. If I had clean clothes, people would respect me and treat me like a human being." The friends took him to a laundromat, and the Laundry Love Project began. Since then, more than 600,000 loads of laundry have been done across the country, and countless relationships have been formed in mutual care and love. You may give online using the link in the chat or through the other ways listed on the screen. You can give after the service as well. For those who are in the sanctuary, there's a basket in the back, and you also could mail it to our congregation. As we collect the offering, we'll be hearing Carolyn and Jared playing a short piece during which you are invited to light candles of hope and remembrance. Please maintain distance between yourselves and others. If you are online, you would like a candle lit, we'll have a moment later, you can write it in the chat and they will be read aloud. Thank you. As soon as everyone finishes lighting their candles, we will accept the offering. Let us bless these offerings of our heart and the offerings of our pocketbook by saying the words, we accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care to which there is no beginning and no end.
I invite us now into a moment of meditation and prayer. This morning, as we consider what it means to widen the circle of our love, I ask us all to open our hearts to all those who need our love. Think first of those closest to you, maybe sitting next to you in the same room, in the same house. Send them love. Now I ask you to widen the circle of that love and think about all the people in the town where you are. People you know and see every day in the grocery store, or the gas station, or at school, or at work. Send them love. Let's widen the circle even farther to everyone in the state where you're living. People you'll never see, but you know need love and care. Send them love. Widen even further to everyone in the country in which you live. There are people who are so unlike you, whose lives are so different from your own, but you know, like every human being, they deserve and need love. Send them love. Let's widen the circle even farther to all the humans in the world, especially those in places that are at risk of war, of famine, of need. People whose politics you disagree with violently, people who speak different languages and worship other gods, send them love. They all need it. And the stuffies remind me, widen the circle even farther and think of all the animals and plants, all the living beings in this beautiful world. Let's send them our love. And on the off chance that there's life on other planets, let's widen it all the way to the universe. Let's send all the universe our love. Amen, and blessed be.
Our reading today comes from Widen the Circle of Love by Omid Safi, who is a contemporary Sufi writer who works at Duke University. Love propels us. We all have egos. Our egos say, me, 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 mine, mine, mine. But love is different. Love is not a mere emotion. It is a divine force that propels us beyond our ego. In this simple way, much of a spiritual life is not about otherworldly experiences, burning incense, expensive retreats. It's a progression of love from the bind of our own ego toward a more compassionate, gentle, and wider circle. It is worth pausing to examine our own hearts and explore how wide our own circle of compassion is. With whom do we ultimately spend our life serving? In every instance, what moves us from one smaller, narrower, more selfish and parochial circle toward the next love? If the circle of our compassion encompasses only one individual, our own self, it's selfishness. So we widen the circle of love. But if the circle of our concern encompasses only our own family, that's nepotism. So widen the circle of love. If the circle concerns only our people, that's tribalism. Widen the circle of love. If the circle of compassion stops at our borders, that's nationalism. Widen the circle of love. If the circle of compassion stops at the borders of our religious community, then that's religious fanaticism. We are called to keep pushing, deepening, widening the circle of love. When love comes to encompass the whole of humanity, no exceptions, when every human life, regardless of gender, color, creed, wealth, and nationality, is embraced, we have ridden above the narrow confines of egoism, nepotism, nationalism, fanaticism, and arrive at a place that is worthy of us, worthy of our love. And yet, we don't stop there. We widen the circle of love. If we come to cherish only human life, then we seek the supremacy of humanity over the only home we have in the whole cosmos. Somehow, some way, we have to come to share love with every sentient being. Somehow, some way, we have to come to see that the earth is itself alive. Thank you.
The words of our reading resonate deeply with me as a Unitarian Universalist, especially the part about spiritual life not being about otherworldly experiences and burning incense, but about the progression of love. It sounds simple, doesn't it? Moving away from our own ego and ever widening circles of concern and compassion for others, learning to love better and more. But it can be really challenging, can't it? It's especially hard to love those who make our lives difficult, who wield power over others, who seem unwilling or unable to widen the circle of their concern. And because it is sometimes hard, we come to places like this, to be inspired to be our best selves, where we sing songs about the circle of enabling love, and not a circle that keeps us together and keeps others out, but a circle that we actively push out wider and wider in hopes of one day embracing all the living. Our congregational mission includes the aspiration of creating compassionate community. But we need to remind ourselves over and over again that true beloved community is not a community with a rigid boundary, insulating us from the challenges of the world out there, creating or sustaining a sense of us versus them. but one that with an ever-expanding circle of compassion and care, one that is radically hospitable, one that encourages us to think of us as everyone. That is universalism. I also had to laugh when I read Omid Safi's explanation of ego. Our egos keep saying, me, 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 mine, mine, mine. As a former public school teacher who has learned quite a bit about human development, not just from books, but from experience, I know that stage of development well. I appreciate that stage of development when small children are just learning how they fit in the world and the focus is on their own wants and needs. But I loved watching my students as they started to expand their perception and begin to care more about others' needs and wants, others' feelings. It was cool to watch the circles of care and compassion grow wider and wider. That's one part of the pandemic that has been especially painful for me, not getting a chance to watch our children learn and grow. If you started attending UUC after the beginning of the pandemic, you might not know that the Time for All Ages was a pretty amazing part of our services. The children attended the beginning of the service with their parents, singing the opening hymn, helping to light the chalice, and then often coming up to the steps up to the chancel and sitting with me to hear a story or have a conversation. And more often than not, they were the ones with all the wisdom, coming up with wonderful answers and questions that got us all thinking. And then we would sing them off to their classes, where their RE teachers would teach them about the seven principles, about other world religions, about social justice, about how to practice being their best selves. Children and youth who participate in our RE program learn from their classmates, from their teachers, from the whole congregation, how to widen the circle of their love. And last month, we celebrated and expressed our gratitude for the members of this congregation who volunteer in our RE program. This morning, I want to widen our lens to the role that the entire congregation plays in widening the circle of love, not just for our children, but for us older folks too. We can all learn from each other how to widen the circle of our love. Which brings me to the stuffies, the beloved stuffed animals and dolls and aliens who spent the weekend here at UUC. Last year, they were the only ones who got to spend time at the meeting house. They became a proxy for all of us who long to sit in this space, to listen to beautiful music, to see each other's faces. Their presence here was a way to widen the circle of our love. Keeping track of their escapades online was a way to remember that this is our spiritual home. Now, for the stuffies' human friends, it has been a way to feel like they were here, or at least a part of themselves were. Last year and this, I heard stories about some of our younger human friends who were concerned for their stuffies, that they might be too afraid to be away from home, to be with strangers in a strange place. But as you could see from our Time for All Ages video, UUC is a place where all kinds of stuffies, old and young. Oh wait, this is not just about stuffies, is it? It's about us too, isn't it? Old and young, big and small, brown, black, gray, white, blue, or even green, and all kinds of different beings from stuffed animals and cloth dolls to fanciful creatures and aliens, and us human beings, where we can all come together to share common interests, hopes, and dreams, but also share our frailties and our strengths and to revel in our diversity, where we can all learn new things and make new friends, where we can widen our love. And the stuffies carry with them the love of their human friends. Did you notice how much some of them have been loved? And for how long? 60 years? I invite you, everyone, to think about your own stuffies, the special friends from your childhood who loved you or still love you unconditionally, and whom you love right back with all your heart. When we love our stuffed animals and dolls and toys, we are getting some of our first practice at widening the circle of our love. And while most of us grow out of the me, 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 mine, mine, mine stage as children or youth, it doesn't take much for us to slip back, especially when faced by hard times. And haven't we all been living through hard times? So let us carry with us that first memory, those first attempts at widening the circle of our love, and know that we can do it, and that we can keep widening that circle past ourselves and our families, our tribes, our nations, our religions, our species, until our love is so wide that it encompasses the interdependent web of all life of which we are a part. And know that the circle of love that we are working hard to widen also holds us. As Unitarian Universalists, we may not all believe in what some people call God or a higher power, but we can all believe in love. UU minister Reverend Dr. Rebecca Parker wrote a meditation to remind us of that, which was set to music by Elizabeth North. I want us to listen to this song. It was sung by Unitarian Universalists from across the country at the General Assembly in Kansas City, Missouri in 2018, as a reminder that we are part of a much larger denomination. It's not just us here in the New River Valley, and that we are all held in love.
And now please rise in body or spirit as we sing, "There Is a Love."
There is a love holding us. And we all know from the video that the Stuffies experienced that love this weekend at their lock-in Stuffy sleepover. And so we would like them to take that love and widen their circles. So Pam and I have created a ritual charging the Stuffies, and perhaps the Stuffy that you hold. Maybe it's invisible. I had an imaginary friend. So we're going to begin our ritual with a reading by Reverend Dr. David Breeden. And I am talking to the Stuffies. Welcome. We gather you here in this circle. We gather here in this circle of care to dream, to envision, to embody and achieve the compassion we dream, the justice we envision, the dignity of each in an ever-growing circle of love and justice.
Now, if we can put the camera on the Stuffies. I can't tell, can you see them all? Can we put them up on the screen too? Yeah, sorry, I can't tell if I can see all of them. Okay, there we go. I got it. So to all the Stuffies, whether in the sanctuary, sitting at home with your human friends, or living in their memories, we welcome you all into this circle of care, where we share dreams of the world we want to be and encourage each other to make it so. We charge you to love your human friends and to teach them what it means to be loved. Give them encouragement and inspiration to keep widening the circle of love. Remind them that love is a renewable resource, that the more you love, the more love you have to give. Go in peace, go in love, go love the world. Amen, and blessed be. So all of you Stuffies at home, you have a job to do too. And let's listen to our closing hymn, Answering the Call of Love, today sung by Tommy Iafredi.
The promise of the Spirit, faith, hope, and love abide. And so every soul is blessed and made whole. The truth in our hearts is our guide. We are answering the call of love. Hands joined together as hearts beat as one. Emboldened by faith, we dare to proclaim, we are answering the call of love. Sometimes we build a barrier to keep love tightly bound, corrupted by fear, unwilling to hear, denying the beauty we found. We are answering the call of love. Hands joined together as hearts beat as one. Emboldened by faith, we dare to proclaim, we are answering the call of love. A bright new day is dawning, when love will not divide. Reflections of grace in every embrace, fulfilling the vision divine. We are answering the call of love. Joined together as hearts beat as one, emboldened by faith, we dare to proclaim, we are answering the call of love. We are answering the call of love.
In the week ahead, let us all answer the call of love. And the Stuffies and I now are extinguishing our chalice. But not the warmth of community, the light of hope, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again. Go in peace, go in love, go play in the snow.